Now, the remarkable case of Robert Fidler, who has lost his case in court to keep his castle. Mr. Fidler is a farmer in the south of England who built his own castle.
It's not terribly large. It's a considerable building. It has two round turrets, one at each end of the building. The lower floor of one is the kitchen and the upper floor the main bedroom. And then the other end of the house, the round room is the lounge and the upper room is the guest bedroom.
But now Mr. Fidler's castle may be knocked down. The whole matter started years ago when, as he contends, his application to build a house on his farmland was being ignored by town planners. So he went ahead and built anyway, using what he saw as a loophole in the law. He believed that if he managed to build the castle and live in it for exactly 4 years without anyone complaining about it, then local authorities could not, by law, tear it down. He'd be home free, so to speak. To make sure people didn't complain about it, he made sure they couldn't see it.
There is no rule or no law which prevents you from concealing the property or hiding it. So that was when we decided to take this extraordinary risk of building a massive stack of straw bales and building the house within the stack in such a way that it couldn't be seen unless you flew in a helicopter.
You created, in effect, a large wall of huge bales of straw, and within that built your castle so that it would not be visible to people outside.
Yeah, without anybody walking by, would not see it.
I've seen a picture of that. It's extraordinary. These are pretty high walls of straw that you
put up. Well, the bales we used are 8 feet long and 4 feet wide and 4 feet high, so they're big, solid bales. I'm sure you have something similar in your country.
Yes, yes, we have big bales here. But during those years, didn't some tradesman come to deliver something to your home, or did somebody, you know, drive up to visit you in the house? Didn't somebody see the house you'd built?
Well, obviously, there was only limited people that we could allow to know the facts, and so it was only friends, very close friends and relatives.
I read that at one point during those years, one of your children was assigned an essay in school describing where he lived, and
it was my young son, who was 1 year old when we moved into the house, was at a play school, you know, a preschool, and they were talking about doing drawings of their home, so we felt that maybe it was unwise to let him go to his play school that day in case he drew a stack of hay.
The cat would have been out of the bag in that case if he'd done that. Yeah. The local authority actually sent someone out looking for the building and couldn't find it.
Yeah.
This is extremely close to not being able to find a castle in a haystack, is what you're saying.
Well, it's quite incredible, and we believe, and I don't know how you people are, but we believe that God is involved in our case. We believe that they were unable to find it because it was protected. And that's why we believe this house and this castle, whatever you want to call it, will stand here forever.
Mr. Fidler, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for your interest, sir.
Farmer Robert Fidler says that he will appeal the ruling against him and his castle. You can see a photo of man and castle at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.